Tika, give us some tips.
Take a nap, eat a snack. Even Jesus napped.
Hey, we need to talk.
Hey, Church Communicator, it's time to talk. Let's continue our conversations on the five dysfunctions of a team.
Inattention to results. When a team is lacking the focus, they're lacking a clear objective, the team members are stagnant, they become distracted, and we're focusing on ourselves, we're not focusing on those results. It's interesting for us to be able to even look at, so we've been saying this over and over again, and I'll say it, here again, that lack of trust getting all the way to this place. We see so many people leave early. What is it like? What is it called? It's like right now there's like a saying. Oh gosh, it's like quiet quitting.
Oh yes,
right. Yep. Like that is the world that we're in right now. Because and you know where quiet quitting started? Started with a lack of trust.
Yeah.
Amen.
Started with a lack Absolutely. Of trust in your organization, in your business, in your church, whatever that was. It started there and that just kept growing. When it comes to this like final area of dysfunction, like we have to go like, okay, like at that point, we're pretty like there's something way off. If you get to that point, right, there's something way broken. And I think we need to start by looking at employee engagement, right? And like whether that be your church staff employment or your business or organization or whatever, but we have to look at the engagement of the employees, but also consider our leaders and the accountability of our leaders, as we were saying previously about like making sure that across the board, we're looking at, okay, it got to this place for a reason. And so we need to start and like really put a like focus, with a magnifying glass or whatever and go, where is employee engagement right now? Where is everybody at? And where are the leaders at? Because leaders, as we know, leaders set the tone for organizations. So like, where are our leaders at? Right. So we said that before, like we probably need to look pretty high up in the organization to go, if it got to this place, there's probably something pretty way off all the way here. And honestly, like, leaders and people, like goal-oriented people sometimes lack problem solving. Okay. Mm-hmm. So because they are so high process focused, they start to lose track of the people focus, which is where problems need to be solved, is with people, not just always like, oh, there's problems among people, but the people are the ones who are the problem solvers. And we're so highly focused sometimes in organizations that we are completely focused on the goal and we're so goal oriented that we start to forget the people. And that's when we start to build from that lack of trust all the way up. So starting by stepping back. And when you get to this place, I think a lot of organizations and businesses, they go, oh, somebody's at that place. They're probably not on the bus anymore. We probably need to replace them. And they immediately point to the person and go, that person is dysfunctional. That person is off. That person needs to be removed. But we need to stop and we need to go backwards and we need to say, what's going on? What's going on here? And look at it as a whole.
Yeah. So also, is this a repetitive behavior of leadership, right? Like, does this happen? Like every time there's somebody like that does a certain thing or reacts a certain way or whatever, like that person has to go. I worked for an organization at one point that like, any questioning of whatever was going on was always like instantly, like, you're not a team player, you're out, that's harmful, like especially within a church. It's like you can't ask questions. I'm not saying to like go against leadership, but like as leaders, I think welcoming questions is really important, but also notice your patterns, like you were saying, Kim.
Yeah. Yeah. There's this, I highlighted it. Let me grab it. There's this quote or this moment in the Five Dysfunctions book that Patrick Lencioni, okay, here it is. He says, it's up to today's leaders to model learning to others, to reflect on their own behavior and consider whether the way they tend to solve problems might, in fact, be limiting the ability to define those problems differently. And as a result, arrive at better, long-lasting solutions. And taking that step back and going, I'm going to consider the whole of it and not just the individual, allows you that opportunity to now go, I can step into into a way of teaching and leading my teams and my people better, because I'm not finger pointing at it being a them problem. I'm understanding this is an us problem. Let's dig in just for a second on some ways that we can maybe help our teams identify better ways to work with each other, better ways to start building some trust with each other.
But if your emotional health is not there, you know, you're not going to be able to show up either way. And it's like, yes, this all happened through a lack of trust and leadership or a team member or whatever that is, the dysfunction. But once it starts to become so introspective and so self-loathing almost, are we taking the proper steps to get outside, get fresh air? What I mean? Tika, give us some tips, honestly, because you're so good at this.
Take a nap, eat a snack. Even Jesus napped. Those are my favorite. Throughout everything, self-care is so important. And not saying when church is your job, it's hard because you can get to this point where, through maybe some of these dysfunctions, you start kind of getting church hurt yourself, or you're not investing in your own spiritual needs. You're not, working on your own relationship. It becomes just a, let's get this stuff done, and you forget the point, behind everything. And so, giving yourself Sabbath, turning the work part off, remembering that you need to take care of yourself, it is harder when you're in ministry. Sometimes you do feel that, it can be way more complicated to just really dive in. It's hard when you're frustrated with the team, but they're also supposed to be your spiritual guidance and your pastor. I think that's through the whole thing. Just remembering through all of these things, we want to make sure we stay healthy and try not to have dysfunction on the team, because it could lead to church hurt and people leaving the church. Mm-hmm. And, but I also will say, leaving ministry, if you are not taking care of yourself, you're just going to take that same thing to the next job. And so it's both and, right? It is both and. You could be in a really bad situation and it could be situational, or it could be also you need to start looking at these things and being a little bit more understanding of how it affects yourself. So
whether you are a team member or you are a leader, checking in with that, what is causing this? Maybe there's a thing that did happen. Leadership has been untrustworthy, or maybe you as a leader have been untrustworthy. Or maybe your team members have had, whatever the case, but doing that introspective look first of is there something going on with me? Is this, I know the word trigger is used so often lately, but is there something that's in my past that's I'm projecting onto this situation or onto this person or whatever? Because maybe it's an emotional issue that you haven't dealt with. Creating space. I hate forced fun. I've never been a fan of let's go play a game or whatever. But honestly, my best conversations, I don't know about you, are always when I'm in the car with someone. So go somewhere with people, go somewhere with your team, go serve, get outside of the space that you are actually in. Maybe you do some sort of city project, I don't know, packing food or feeding the homeless or something like that. Doing stuff like that together really helps humanize people, right? Like it helps you realize that somebody's not just their position. And you can also see a different, maybe sort of kindness in them. Like, oh, wow, I didn't know that they were good at communicating with strangers or, you know, or that they were so passionate about, you know, animals. I don't know. Like you just, there's things that you would never know about somebody unless you get outside of like your workspace. And so obviously it's a lot harder if you work with a virtual team, which we all do. But we do try to create space. Like I know Kim and I had started this whole thing. We're like, let's do a women's virtual lunch. And actually it was really fun. but again, we had you know, planned out like a structure. And there was one point throughout the conversation, I was like, let's just not go with the structure. Like everybody's talking, you know? And, so, I mean, virtual hangs are, they're great, but they're not, that's not the thing I'm trying to get at. It's just like, go somewhere, spend time, be with people, be in a proximity that a conversation could happen.
Hey, we need to talk.
Thanks for tuning into the Hey, We Need to Talk podcast. We hope today's episode has equipped you with insights and strategies to enhance your church communications efforts.
Remember, we're here every Tuesday with fresh content to keep you up to date on what's happening in church communications. If you found value in today's discussion, we'd love for you to join us again next week by clicking the follow button wherever you listen to podcasts.
And hey, you're a part of this conversation too. So if there's a topic you'd like to talk about, make sure to leave a comment in the episode and on social media.
For more resources or just to set up a call with any one of our team members, head over to churchcommunications.com and check out our free online learning platform, CC Plus, where you can access a wealth of additional resources to support your church communications journey.
We're Zach and Kim, and from all of us here at Church Communications Group, we're looking forward to helping you find clarity, confidence, and connection in your church communications.